The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 569. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up?
All right, guys, we're here to answer more of your questions. We'll see if Chris or Brett show up. But we'll see what happens, you know. All right, man. Let's get into it. Young Savage starts us off here. This is an interesting question. The PS5 is doing very well in sales. The consensus for most people is that they're disappointed in the lack of quality titles, which is an interesting inverse relationship. What are your thoughts? Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? I think it's just because I'm just going to say it. PS5 is the console. When you think gaming console, you think PlayStation. That is kind of the zeitgeist name. Yeah. Nintendo's the other one, obviously, but you don't think Xbox anymore. When you think high quality AAA games, you think PlayStation, right? So you buy it. And then if you're really looking for something, you may be like, huh, where's all the games at? Last time I checked, it was like there's like 14, 15 exclusives. This generation, I'm not exaggerating that number, by the way.
Yep.
Like actual exclusives that you could only play on PlayStation 5, first party. There's 15, 16 tops, you know? So, yeah, I think the PS5, it's a couple of things. It's riding the coattails off the PS4, right? And the coattails of the brand. And then two, there's no competition. There is none.
Not really.
You know?
Not anything that competes on the same level as a PlayStation 5. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a question about this, but you know, the Microsoft's stuff has come in, and their hardware ain't doing so good.
Yeah,
all of it's all down.
Yeah, we talked about that on a Thursday show, but yeah, it's been down for consecutive years, consecutive financial quarters. Right. Meanwhile, again, we did talk about this on the Thursday show. Because PlayStation's has been up, generally speaking. I know, you know, it's been up and down, but generally it's been on an upward trajectory, despite the fact that the games aren't that compelling. But again, what else are you going to buy, right? Unless you decide to go, fuck it, I'm building a PC. that's the only other thing. Yeah,
if you got a couple of $1,000 or more.
Just for the RAM.
But yeah, like I feel like it's just, yeah, it's just because it is the game console or the, you know, next generation or whatever generation game console, you know. You're not getting that same sort of quality on a Switch. So, yeah. You know. It's just by de facto, and it has all the games that you know you want that the general gamer would want, right? You know, they got their Call of Duties, they got their, you know, shooting games, so they and their sports games, so, and those are usually the ones that get the most numbers. Well, maybe not Call of Duty these days.
Not anymore. By the way, quick shout out to Young Savage, who's also in the chat, and big shout out to Mr. Torrance Davis, who's also in the chat.
Mr. Davis.
Torrance says PlayStation went from 4 to 5 bangers a year to like 2. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, that's not even, again, not an exaggeration. That's what we're getting now, bro. It's insane. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what about the rest of you guys? What do you think?
Yeah, pretty much what you guys mentioned. It's like the Gidgeon's Bible of gaming. It's just everyone has it somewhere. Because you know it's a zeitgeist console, and you know it plays Call of Duty, it plays Fortnite, and you know, so I feel like that's the reason. And obviously the, you know, PlayStation does have a really loyal amount of fans that go in every generation, And they're pretty significant. I mean, they've been significant since the PS3 days. The PS3 should have failed for everything that it went through. But, yeah. You know, they had a fan base that kept it alive just enough for it to catch up to the competition. And everything else has been either the best-selling or one of the best-selling consoles in video game history. So, yeah, they're not the underdog. They haven't been in decades.
Yeah, pretty much. Soleb, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you in a while. I don't know if you're still on Twitter, but shout out to you. Known him for a while. He says, this whole industry is in a whack-ass place. Yeah. I've been complaining about this entire generation, bro. And Torrance says that PlayStation's like Apple. Yeah, they got their, you know, they got their people, you know? It's crazy. All right, anybody else wants to jump in?
Nah. Yeah. All right.
Oh, go ahead, Rich. Hey, actually, real quick, before Rich goes on, Hip Hop Gamer in the building. What's going on, man?
Oh, what's up?
He goes, yo, Emilio, Tony, Bit Cloud, much love to the throwdown. Just had to pop up and say, what's up? What's up, Hip Hop? We got to get you back on the show soon, brother. All right. Go ahead, Rich. What are your thoughts on this, man?
Well, no, I agree with everything that you guys said. I just want to throw a comment in. Yeah, PlayStation, they are the number one console. They don't really, like you said, no competition. So there's no need to go out of their way. Although I will make this comment. I remember a long time ago, back in the day, when Xbox was doing this timed game exclusive thing on their console, a lot of people was complaining. PlayStation does that now as well, because the Neo 3 game that's coming out, they have already came out and said that will only be exclusive for like 6 months.
Oh, interesting.
But I haven't heard. No complaints. No complaints whatsoever. So I think that's very interesting. But yeah, I agree with everything you guys said.
Yeah, I have this tweet bookmarked. I'm just checking. It looks like I've bookmarked a lot more shit since then. But it details the amount of exclusives. So I'm going to vamp a little bit. Soleb says, I'm on Threads and a few other, but deleted TikTok the other. Good for you. You don't need TikTok.
You don't need that.
Fuck you need TikTok for, man. All right, I'm trying to find this because it's basically we went from literally hundreds of exclusives per generation to fucking 20 or whatever the fuck it was. It's not even 20, it's like 16, bro. It is, here we go. Found a fucking tweet. Let's go. The PS1 had 454 exclusives. PS2 had 514 exclusives. Here's where the downturn starts. PS3, 180 exclusives. PS4, 58 exclusives. And PS5, at the time of this tweet, which was September 2nd, 2025, 13 exclusives. I think we're up to 14 now. And again, this isn't made up. It's you could find this shit. Sad state of affairs, man. Torrance, you switching. Now you're on Dale's Davey. No complaints about buying 5 million copies of Forza Horizon 5 either. Body blue raised arms. Oh, that's just, I can't see the emojis on that, like people put on. Anyway, let's move on. Also from Young Savage, this one's about the future. He goes, in my opinion, the PS5 is a very dry and bare bones console. I agree, but I do have one. Do you guys think sales of the PS6 will be different? It's a good question. Again, I think PS6 is going to ride that wave too. What else am I going to buy? I've been buying PlayStations for 20 years. Miss will buy this one too. I think that's what's going to happen. Like, basically, people unenthusiastically buying it. If it's priced right. I think people will check out if the shit costs too much money, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's going to ride that wave too. You know, say what you want about PlayStation 5. It's a very successful console, you know?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And you are as good as your last console. So that being the case, the PS6 will probably be initially successful if it's not priced too high. Yeah, they will carry over digitally. That's the other thing, you know. And I also think that's part of the reason why these consoles don't feel like new gen consoles. You're like, okay, you buy a PS5. It's like my PS4. It's faster. It's the same shit. You're not starting from scratch. You know, like, you know, when you bought a new console, you're starting fresh, you know, started, you know, with the PS5, you're like, oh, okay, I've just upgraded. Like, it's like upgrading a phone, bro. You still keep all your same shit, you know?
It just sort of feels like a, you know, like a pro, you know, like,
yeah,
it's the double pro from the four. Yeah. You know, if the PlayStation 4 Pro, and then it's like PlayStation 4 Pro Plus is what PS5 yeah. seems
Pro Max. Pro Max.
Yeah.
Pro Max.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carlos. What's your take on the PS6, bro?
Yeah, I was just going to. Manny beat me to the joke. Okay. I was just going to say it's the PS4 Pro. Bro. Yeah.
Pro Max.
Yeah, but Pro Max, I think, is better. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be a tough times because, you know, just the state that we're in right now where everything's just super expensive, and the PS6 is going to be the most expensive PlayStation by far. But, you know, it still has the fan base, and Microsoft is essentially bowing out from the competition. So I think it's going to sell well. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah. No, sir.
Regardless of everything going on.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sir Nuffer says, isn't that the same with PC gaming? You get a new graphics card to play better games? No, because you're not buying a graphics card for your PlayStation. You're buying an entirely new console, you know? It's a different thing. Young Savage says, well said, the PS4 to PS3 does feel like iPhone 13 to 14 to 15. Same thing, different shell. Yeah, because remember, even when the PS4 started, obviously there's no cross-play or whatever, but we were getting a lot of those same titles. So it's like, did I really need to upgrade? Then with the PS5, it was really evident. You know, I was like, what the fuck? Sad state of affairs, man. But yeah, the PS6 is going to be, definitely initially, it's going to be successful. People, you know, the first adopters, they're jumping in. But we'll see, you know, about it. But yeah, unless Xbox decides to do something, which I doubt they will, PS6 just has it in the bag, you know? It is what it is, man.
Nintendo will just always be like two generations behind everybody.
Yeah. They're not even directly competing. They're doing their own thing. Like you said, it's crazy. All right, man. Another one here. This one's a sponsored question. Young Savage had three questions. So our friend Romudeath decided to sponsor one. So thank you, Romudeath.
Mr. Romulan.
Blitz, what's going on, brother? He goes, bring back bespoke console hardware. Would be nice, but we don't live in that world anymore, you know? Anyway, here's the question. Also kind of on the same track, why do modern consoles lack so many features that previous gen consoles used to have? For example, the PS3, PSP, PS Vita, and Xbox 360 had internet browsers, music players, file explorers, RSS feeds, custom backgrounds, and even printing capabilities with the PS3. While the PS5 and Xbox Series X have some of these features, not really. The ones they do have are severely dumbed down. Why is this? It's a good question.
They probably saw that nobody was using them and just said, all right, we're just going to omit it.
Yeah, probably to cut costs too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's what, you know, you even saw it happening on the PlayStation 3 itself, where they lost the backward compatibility. They lost all of the flash drive ports on the front of it, you know? There's a bunch of like features that it lost in time. And so once you got down to 4, it's literally just a boiled down version of whatever was this more successful features from the 3.
Yeah. Although custom backgrounds is kind of weird. It's like, why didn't we keep that? You know,
yeah, it's weird because we do. The 5 does have it, but they don't have like they haven't monetized it. They just randomly give it to you.
Yeah.
It just shows up. Oh, by the way, slightly side note and connected. So I just found out. So like, you know, when you those backgrounds that you have on your console, right? I noticed that those things are all attached to your to the cache. So whenever you delete the cache, it deletes all those additional backgrounds and it has to reload them again. It's weird. It's a feature. If you go into like the feature, you like to try to clean up your console, you can clear the cache, you can rebuild the database. But when you do either one of those things, it totally resets all of those start screen backgrounds. So you, all of your widgets and stuff are all back to default. And then the background is just back to the way it was. It's weird. Anyway, slight side note.
Yeah. Were you going to say, Carlos?
Yeah. The examples with the browser and all that, the RSS feed, the reason why it's not there anymore is because it's not really needed. It's, you know, when the PS3 came out in 2006, you know, phones barely had the capability to browse the web. It was really new. So, you know, it just, it was back then. It's like, oh, well, we can do this. People might do this because not as many people had, you know, PCs and stuff back then. Also, now everyone, you know, the phone can do everything. So there's really no need.
It's a good point.
Also, people used to do some pretty interesting things with that web browser. Let me just say, I could see why they removed it.
Actually, remember what people used to do with the PS3 camera? You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the camera. Here's the thing: it still's got the camera.
But you remember what people were uploading in those first couple of days?
Yeah,
I was like, "Are you really doing that shit?" Yeah, the four as well.
On the four, yeah. I mean, and it was a lot more prevalent on the four because it was like right up there in the beginning. But
yeah, everybody was making their own like Pornhub community videos, if you know what I mean. It's like, mm-hmm. bruh. I want to read this real quick from Blitz, aka Dumeke. Remember turning on a new console and basking in a cool new startup and quirky UI. All platforms suck at this now. Switch 2 is one of the most lifeless. Yeah, where's the fun? You know?
I haven't played a Switch. Does it still have the, because the last Nintendo console I played was like the DS and the Wii. Does it still have like music in the background?
You could answer that, Blitz. I don't think so, but please answer. I don't think it does. Like if you go into the store, there's some music. Yeah, he says no. Yeah, okay, I was right then.
Oh, that's a little boring. Huh.
Young Savage says, kind of sucks because I feel like those things are what made those consoles special and created the diehard fans besides the games, of course. What do you think about that, Carlos, that statement?
Sorry, could you repeat that again?
Yeah, he just basically says he thinks that all those features gave those consoles like more of a personality and gave people a reason to buy them. Other than the games.
Yeah. I think the simple thing to say is that consoles don't have any personality anymore.
They don't.
You know, the I mean, we saw it with the Xbox and its myriad of ads they'd had for a while. It was just a store. It's a storefront. These are our storefront consoles, you know? So I don't think that, you know, the personality is there anymore. Because quite frankly, they don't really care to innovate.
They don't.
You know, the cell kind of, you know, killed it for PlayStation. Once they all went to x86, they're like, oh, we're just gonna do the same old components that the PC does, you know, maybe a couple of years late, but you know, the UIs are kind of, you know, it's for PlayStation, it's kind of been the same for a while, just a couple of new things. I will give it credit though. That menu with the trophies. That helps you with the trophies. I feel like that's a good personality for PlayStation. So I'll give them credit for that. I think that's pretty neat. But other than that, I feel like they've kind of just been more simplistic and more, you know, status quo.
Yeah. Blitz says PlayStation with stuff like folding at home, etc. was cool. I do remember.
We're still folding at home, but it's the data centers doing it and not our PlayStations.
You know, but yeah, Brian, I want to get your thoughts on this because I know, you know, you don't like it when they remove features from anything.
Yeah, I've been saying this for years. These consoles are practically the same. Like, if you were to remove them playing games, there's almost nothing to differentiate them. And it's boring. And these consoles have just become really boring to me.
It's true.
like, yeah, it's great that they can play games, but they don't do really anything else. I mean, I still remember back in the PS3 days, it seems to be like the golden time, like when you could just play a game and play music in the background. That was a thing that you could do. And even on the, I think on the 360, you could just play your own songs in games like that. And then suddenly it was removed, and then you had to go to Spotify, and then I think the PS4 just had some backwards way of doing it, and it just became also tiresome. It's like you had a feature that worked on a previous console and it worked fine, and then all of a sudden you add all these hurdles to make it just harder to do. Why? Again, the same thing with backgrounds. I mean, the PS3, you could literally take a picture of the internet and put that as your background. I mean, you can do that with pretty much anything, but then suddenly on the PS4 and PS5, nope, you can't do that. You need to do what they say you can do. And it's just frustrating. It's like, just let us do what we had done before. It's not like, is it really that difficult to do? I don't think so, from a technical point of view, but apparently they seem to want to make things as difficult as possible. So yeah, these consoles have just been extremely bland. Again, I'm only talking about the PS5 because I have a PS5. I don't know about Xbox, but I'm guessing it's the same level of blandness.
Yeah. What's your take on this, Rich?
Sorry about that. Repeat the question.
The question's about how consoles used to have a lot more features, you know, like web browsers, RSS feeds, you know, music players, and they're lacking all of that. So he just wanted to know, how come modern consoles don't have any of this stuff?
That is a phenomenal question. Yeah, that version of Richard is correct. That is a great question. I don't know the answer to that question. I know with PlayStation 5, they made a very big deal about the controller. And obviously, they've only had a handful of games that really utilize that controller. I thought that would have been a feature, would have given a lot of studios a reason to put those type of features in their own games. It just hasn't happened, though, the way that I would have expected. So, very disappointing.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, look at us, man, or look at me, because I'm giving PlayStation more credit than I normally do. The SharePlay stuff is actually really good. The SharePlay with your friends, letting someone else get control of the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that. It started with PS4, but I feel like in PS5, it's almost as good as it's going to get. So I do want to give them credit for the stuff that they have done, even though I still agree it's still pretty, you know, by the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, what about PSVR? What are your thoughts on that, Carlos? Would you say that's been an innovation of PlayStation?
Get that trash out of here.
I agree with Rich.
Man. All right, move on here. Assyrian Air Force, who's also joining us in the chat tonight. He goes, hey, everyone, hope you had a good week. Of course, all right, man. I'm tired of this fucking cold. I was telling Manny this before the show started. I saw what the weather's like this upcoming week. It's in the low 30s. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Finally, some relief. Temperatures in the low 30s. Brian, to you, that's zero. I'm like, this is a relief. This is amazing. Thank you. Oh, man. It's been rough, bro. But you know what? I at least got to work from home all week, so it can't be that bad. Although raising up that electricity bill, you know, got the heat on all fucking day.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not gonna buy nothing takeout, son. Got to make that money back. I didn't last week. Actually, I haven't. Okay. Completely off topic, Manny. You think you went off topic? I'm going way off topic. Am I weird that I purposely do not get takeout when it's that cold because I don't want the delivery guy to suffer? I'm like, no, I'm not putting up with that shit. No. Fuck that. Okay,
so it's a conundrum. It's a conundrum because, like, you feel bad for that, but you also feel bad because you're technically, like, not giving them a job.
That's right. You know? Yeah. Yeah, because it's like I could just give them more of a tip, but I don't know. I mean, it's just like, nah, it's too much. Just stop being lazy and cook your own shit, you know? And I've been home all fucking week, so your boy's been cooking, you know? It's crazy.
You stocked up?
Yes, I did stock up, you know? And I still got all that food. All right, anyway, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, Assyrian Air Force, so thank you. Yeah, the week has been all right, man. We're here. We're alive. We're good. Oh, man. All right, also about hardware, first question. Will 2026 be the last year that the PlayStation 3 online store stays open? This, again, hit me with that soundbite, Carlos, with the question.
That is a phenomenal question.
Because I'm going to show my ignorance now. I didn't realize the PS3 store was still alive.
Oh, it's been alive since
See, two megas like it's still open.
Hell yeah, it is still hell yeah, it's still open. It's been open since Homeboy tried to shut it down. Jim Ryan.
Yeah, or the homie.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Jim, look, everybody in the chat right now, it's still open.
Yeah. You can go in there and still buy games. But the way it works is it's a little bit backwards now because they don't allow you to put your credit card information on there. So what you do is essentially you charge your account up with money, and then you can use that to purchase games on the PlayStation. So yeah. They made it purposely annoyingly difficult to do so that you can do it. And then, the big one that they're talking about now is that they're winding down the PS4. That's the one that they're talking about now. Like they're talking about winding down PS4 stuff. To be honest, winding down PS4 is a lot easier than doing PS3 because
you could get all those PlayStation 4
games. All those fucking games can be played on the 5. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, every single one of them. Yeah. But before you answer, Manny, you could really answer the question first since you obviously know more than we do here. I want to give a shout out to C. Iverson, my eldest nephew. Shout out to him. You know, hope that MMA is going good for you, brother. Let's go. Whipping some ass. Yeah, yeah. He sends me videos sometimes. It's fucking awesome, man. It's cool to see him getting better.
Another MMA in the family because my cousin is also an MMA fighter.
That's right, man. We are family, you know? Oh, good
might
stuff.
Might as well be.
Yeah. What do you think it might, this will be the last year, or do you think it might hold out a little longer?
I don't know, because it's a weird one, because the last time they attempted to do that, that it didn't go over well at all. Uh-oh. Right. And then then the numbers started to blow up because everyone was like, oh shit, it's still around.
I'm going to go
get one to play on there. It's still around. I mean, it's been kind of the store in general is shit. Cause it's always been shit. On PS3. Cause by the way, I still play PS3 games. By the way,
that's how you know it's still alive.
That's how you know it's still alive. I finished off. What was that game? Rain. If you remember that game for PS3,
vaguely?
It was essentially you play like like an invisible child, right? And the only way that you can see him is by the rain that's falling on him.
I think
I only know the heavy version.
Yeah,
not heavy rain. No, this one's another one called Rain. It was made, maybe a little bit after that. But anyway, yeah, that one I played recently, and I still have a couple other things I still want to play on there. So anyway, but yeah, you can still download your old games. A lot of though I would say a lot of things have been sort of pulled from the store, but they still, you like, if you have a purchase from that time, you still can actually download your old purchases. So yeah, that's about it. I mean, go get your games, play some old, if you still got your old PS5. I still got my PS5 attached because, in fact, it's still a damn good Blu-ray player. So I use that as my Blu-ray player, and then I'll pop in a game every so often. Yep.
Yeah. I have absolutely no insight because I didn't know this thing was still around, so I have no idea.
Listen, if you didn't hear it get killed, hear about it getting killed, you should just assume that it was going to stay around, because the last time they said they were going to kill it, everybody fucking lost their mind. I think the one that did get discontinued is the PSP. PSP is utterly dead now. Their store is gone.
Bliss wants to know if you can still get Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Is that game available digitally on PS3, or was it only physical?
No, it's available digitally on PS3.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you go.
So you can still buy MGS3. I think the latest version you can get is that funky collector's edition that came with together with something else. It was like not Legacy Collection. It was another version of it that had a white cover. Anyway, that one is on there. You can play that one. Metal Gear Solid 5 is still on there if you want to play a janked version of Metal Gear Solid 5.
I forgot 5. It was on PS5. PS3,
yeah, it was one of the transition titles. So yes, it was on 5, 4, Xbox 360, and then Xbox One.
That's cool. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Sorry, I got distracted. I was watching the trailer for Tekken Season 3. Looks good. They're finally fucking listening to the fans. People have been complaining about this fucking game ever since it came out. That's good.
So I guess Harada is gone, and they're just like, yep, we're doing all this shit now.
Yeah, basically, and literally the trailer is called Back to Basics. That's all the fans wanted, because Tekken 8 made too many drastic changes And I, from what I heard, some people were crying, like, "Oh, finally!"
Oh well, Harry, is EVO going on right now?
No, EVO's not going on right now, but the Tekken World Tour is happening now, and I missed it because I was busy, you know, writing and, you know, playing a game, which you'll learn about this week. That's all I can say. I've been busy playing a game that you'll learn more about this week. So I haven't seen. I wonder if Arsalan Ash is going to win again. You know, but we'll see. All right, moving on here. Another one from Mr. Asirin Air Force. With Xbox reporting a year-over-year drops in hardware sales for years, will Forza Horizon 6 come to PS5 sooner? Probably not. I think that stuff's already locked in, you know? So I doubt it, but it's a good question, you know? Like, I think that release date, whatever, wherever it may be, has already been nailed down, and this latest, like, forecast is not going to make them, like, just change their mind. You know, what do you guys think?
I think they're going to still keep a couple of things like back. I think Forza is one of those ones they're going to try to keep back. It still does relatively well on their own console. So I think that's why we're like, you know, like, you know, the thing that Phil said, where it's like case by case basis. I think that one's going to be, you know, one of those exclusives. You know, whatever the hell that means on an Xbox these days. Yeah, it'll be an exclusive for a little bit, and then they'll bring it. Because obviously, people just jumped on that last one, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're just going to keep they're going to keep certain ones there, and they're going to, you know, bring over other ones. They didn't say that E-Day was going to be day one, did they?
No. Okay. Not that I know of. Not that I know of. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think, Rich?
Okay. Here's my prediction. And we can revert. We can revisit this on the accountability board later this year. I predict that this game will be coming to PlayStation 5 this fall, and Fable will get delayed to 2027. Because Playground Games, they are working on both of these games. They have a team devoted to this game and a team devoted to that game. So I'm assuming that, because of course they know that there was some backlash when they said, "Oh, this will not be coming to PlayStation 5 day one." It's already coming out in May for Xbox. So I think that they're going to prioritize getting that PlayStation 5 version out before the year is over. But as a result of that, I would not be surprised if Fable gets moved to the start of 2027. That's just my guess. But either way, I think this Forza game is definitely coming by the fall, so that they can basically say, you know, because Xbox wants to have a very good 2026. You know, this is the year of Xbox, you guys. So they got to make everybody happy. So you best believe this game better be coming out to PlayStation 5 by the end of this
year. So, Rich, it's another year of Xbox. Every year is the year of Xbox, according to Phil Spencer.
Oh, yes. But this is a little bit different because this is their anniversary year. So
that is
they
true.
Really had. They really got to make sure that they deliver on that. Otherwise, your boy Phil, he probably up out of here, you know, next year.
yeah, right? It's crazy. All right, man. Moving on. Actually, real quick, Blitz says, is Tekken in a better shape than Street Fighter? No, not really. Street Fighter, so fucking dominant, Street Fighter 6 right now. You know, even when people complaining, the game's still doing gangbusters, you know? By the way, I just finally saw the trailer. They are very smart. They have three new characters, quote unquote new characters, and every single one of them, the trailer began with their first appearance in a Tekken game. They it's like, yo, remember these characters that you liked? You know, so smart on them. The characters are Kunimitsu, Bob, and the fucking the kangaroo, Roger. So there you go. Has anyone seen the rumors of another Midnight Club being in the works? Hey, I got the hat on too, baby. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Turn the shit around. You see this? Midnight Club 2, you know? Oh, shit. Let me get this on right. Shout out to Barry Burton if he's in the fucking chat. He gave me this hat. There you go. Midnight Club, baby. Let's go. Midnight Club 2. I never actually played 2. I played 3. 3 was my fucking jam, you know? All right. And by the way, I doubt we're going to get a Midnight Club because fucking Rockstar forgot how to make games, you know?
Rockstar forgot to make games, and a lot of their executives ended up on a certain list that got released this week.
Did you see that fucking Jeffrey Epstein apparently played on Xbox? Like, what?
Yes, and and because of a certain event that happened with Bill Gates, he got banned from Xbox Live.
Oh, shoot. That's crazy.
Bill Gates totally screwed him over, pulled him out because he didn't get what the fuck he wanted out of him. What the hell, man?
Wild stuff. All right, man. Moving on here. George W. Cush. So he goes bold take. Just a slight correction there. This is Throwdown, sir. We don't say bold take around here. We say controversial opinion. So it is a controversial opinion. He goes, I predict Dusk Bloods will be the surprise game of the year. From Soft will create the only good extraction, quote unquote, shooter. And many people will get hooked on game mechanics that will probably be similar to Ark Raiders. If that's the case, would you guys be open to trying Dusk Bloods, even if it's not your type? Personally, I would, and I didn't even like Night Rain because that is not my type of game. Nope, if this thing's like Night Rain, I'm good, you know?
Yeah,
actually, if it's an extraction shooter, I'm really not fucking there. Fuck that.
Extraction shooter, what the fuck? What are we? Are we going backwards? So you're like, hey, we're going to do an extraction shooter. Listen, From is going to stick what they know. It's going to be something, some variant of whatever what they do.
Yeah.
And also take into account that this is a Switch 2 exclusive game. From my understanding, there's only
that's true.
A handful of people in the panel that can actually play it.
Yeah, and then also they don't want to set their people's Switches on fire.
Yeah.
how insignificant will that game be? I don't think it'll be. I think it'll be a light touch, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, hold on. I may have fucked something up. Say something, Manny. Hold on. I think I fucked up here with my headphones.
I think Manny's muted.
Oh, that I'm tripping. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with my shit?
What's up? Yeah, I guess I was muted.
Because I was hitting the amp, it's like amp A and C off, on and off. And then I hit it, and then Manny stopped talking. I'm like, yo, say something. Then he's like, oh, shit, did I fuck it up? Anyway, did you say anything important?
No, I got a prophet of disaster that says the ship is lost.
Yeah, I don't know about Dust Blood. Yeah, Carlos, I think you nailed it, bro. It's like Switch exclusive, dead on arrival, you know?
Yeah, at least for this, to add a clarification for Dumeca, it's probably going to do well on the Switch, but you know, for the Throwdown crew, it's might not be the most popular game.
I'll agree. That's a fair point. For the Throwdown crew, not so much, but maybe on Switch for the fans. What about you, Dumeca? Will you be getting Dusk Bloods? That's what I want to know. What do you think, Rich, about Dusk Bloods?
Oh, no, I agree with what Carlos said, but I would say my answer, and I know Carlos has a sound bit, absolutely not. That's a hell no. I will not be playing this game because I'm not buying no this game. There you go.
Yeah. He says he doesn't like Souls games, so he doubts it. Well, ironically, that's the reason I don't want to get it, because it's not like a Souls game. If it's like Night Rain, bro,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, if it's like Night Rain, then it's definitely not it's Souls elements, but you know, it's not the actual type of game.
It has the soul skin, right?
Yes.
But the dressing, but that's it. That's all it is, man.
that sounds like a knockoff game. Soul's skin.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Dust Bloods? This is this panel. We don't care. Just be real here. All right. And the last question of the night, knock on wood, but I'm also glad Brett's not here for this one. Will Genie 3 kill game development in the future? All right, for you guys who don't know, Genie 3 is like the latest fucking model or whatever from Google. So what happened is, and this is a perfect example of investors being fucking morons, so they show off this quote-unquote game engine that like basically made Fortnite and Breath of the Wild in a couple of seconds fully playable. And these dumbass investors think, oh shit, this is the future. So they like dump their stocks in a bunch of game companies, Unity, all this other shit. These guys don't realize this thing doesn't do what you think it does, bro. Like it can't create a new game from scratch. It literally took footage that exists of existing games and cobbled up video. that's not game development, you know, like it's interesting that it's able to do that and you're able to play it. Sure. But it doesn't do what you think it does, guys. But this goes back to the whole thing with investors. These are the same people that dumped their Nintendo stocks when they realized that Nintendo didn't own the Pokemon company. You didn't know that beforehand? No, because you're dumb, you know? Anyway, did you guys see this Genie 3 demonstration?
Yeah, I saw some other things about it, like where it's like friggin' stuff going through themselves and ladders not working and all kinds of other things. It's not, all it is just video that it's generating. And it's just, it's not like, and number one, like, why the fuck are they showing like other games that they're sort of recreating? That don't make any sense.
Oh man, you'll love this. Guess who called up Google after this was shown? What company?
Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Of course they did. He's showing me. You're showing us you're doing this. You're taking our IP. No, they should have. You know, unfortunately, the only way this silly shit works is if it looks at something that already exists, right? So they didn't have anything ready. They because they killed their video game companies.
You know,
so they could have done something like that. But you know, I don't know. I don't think it's going to kill anything. I think it's like a parlor trick. Yeah. There's no real development happening behind there. It's just the giving you. It's like if you took if you had the ability to control Dragon's Lair, right? Instead of it just having a lockdown amount of footage, it is essentially can create other types of footage that are in there. But it doesn't really. You're not. There's nothing live about it.
This shit. I'll read this real quick. This is right off their page here. Given a prompt, Genie 3 can generate dynamic worlds that you can navigate in real time at 24 frames a second, retaining consistency for a few minutes at a resolution of 720p. That's literally fucking vibe coding. And vibe coding's stupid too, you know? Because, okay, for you guys who don't know what vibe coding is, you basically tell an LLM, hey, I want you to create this website. Give me the code for it, you know? And it'll do it for you. But since you're not a coder, you won't know if this shit fucked up or not. It's silly. So it seems to me like it's the same general deal. I'm not going to knock it on like, oh, it's only 24 frames, 720, whatever. You got to get started somewhere, right? But the fact is, it can't create anything new. So I don't see how it's useful to game developers unless they're fucking China and just ripping shit off anyway, you know? So yeah, man, like you said, parlor trick. Dumek in the chat says snake oil. Yeah, it's not what you think it is. And these investors are fucking dumb because they think, oh, shit, this is the future of game development. Dumbasses, bro. Anyway, what about the rest of you guys? Did you see Genie 3? What'd you think of it?
I didn't see the whole thing, you know, the whole hoop-de-doo and whatever the hell they were going through. But I did see like the Breath of the Wild stuff. And it's like, I think they just got like a skin. It's like a tech demo type of thing. I feel like there's no game in it, at least from what I saw.
You could play it. Apparently, you can. You're quote unquote can play it, but yes, you're correct in calling it a skin. You know,
yeah, because it's pretty much. I mean, it's just stealing what already exists. Yeah. So, not a fan, man. Not a fan.
Again, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole because again, we don't have Brett here, so I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole with the AI. But I just find it interesting how AI literally is the biggest IP theft in history, and they let him get away with this shit. It's amazing. But anyway, no, Genie 3 is not doing what you think it does, so you investors are fucking dumb. You know? All right, any last thoughts on that?
Nope.
All right, and with that, we are done. That's the last question of the night. So we'll end up nice and early tonight. Let's start pimping some stuff here. Rich, what's coming up on the Coalition this week, sir?
First and foremost, give a shout out to Mr. Adam Vale. TV Terminal, check out the shows that he's been covering. There are a couple of things that he will be reviewing soon on thecoalition.com in the not too distant future. So I would encourage you guys to continue visiting the website. As for reviews, I also will be able to talk about a few things later this week on the Throwdown. I will have some coverage on the website as well as the YouTube, the Coalition Gaming. So stay tuned for that channel. Because there's a couple of different things I'm working on. But, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. A lot of games are dropping, so stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely going to have a double review for you guys this week. stay tuned, as Rich said. Manny, you got anything?
Oh, as always, I've been talking about it for weeks. So, yeah, Blood and Thunder issues, I don't remember, coming out. We have me and Kari have a cover series that we did for it, which is written by Robert Kirkman and drawn by EJ, Tech Jacket folks. And then coming in March, from what I remember, is TMNT Battle Nexus, which will have a jam cover by Kari Randolph and myself doing 2003 Turtles, and the director of TMNT 2012 doing the other half of it with the little 2012 Turtles. So really cool time. A lot of people really like those, like the cover that we showed already. So yeah, that's what's going on in the streets right now.
Good stuff. All right, man, we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube, join a Discord, and check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Majoma.
Hello, people.
All right, guys, we're back on Thursday. Peace out.